it's wild. And so the fact that we can combine, you know, the nation's largest annual fireworks event with one of the top five air shows in the country, that's pretty huge.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby.
Interest of the greater good, we just smoke a joint and calm down.
And we're recording. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Ville Chillin' Podcast. Today, we're kind of jumping back on theme with the Derby, in that we are talking about the history of Thunder over Louisville. For those who don't know, Thunder over Louisville is kind of the true kickoff to it's what shows that the Derby is right around the corner, right? We talked before in our last episode on the Derby that there's obviously a big lead up. There's already been some events that are technically part of the Derby festivities that have already happened in the city. But once Thunder is here, you know, Derby's literally like 2 weeks away.
Right. Like so. It happens quick too.
So, and it's been going on for quite a few years. We've already kind of talked about how this is the 150th year for the Derby. So it's been going on for 150 years. I think the Pegasus Parade was the first like actual event to celebrate the Derby. And it's the Sunday before the Derby. And that's been going on for what, like 70 years or something, 50s, I don't know. It's been going on for a while, but Thunder's actually only been around since 89, so we just thought we'd kind of talk about it. It's pretty wild. We have, if you're watching the video, we have a video of a previous Thunder, the 2023 Thunder, going on behind us, and gives you a little bit taste of what it was kind of like. It's pretty phenomenal. So the thunderoverlouisville.org website has a couple little paragraphs about it. And it does say that it is the nation's largest annual fireworks event. So a lot of places do like July 4th, you know, Independence Day shows. But we even outdo those just to celebrate the Derby.
And not only like is it the biggest fireworks show in the world or in the country, but it's one of the biggest in the world.
Yeah,
so I think it's what,
number two. Yeah, with the first one being in Dubai.
Yeah, but I mean, at that point, we're competing with like
we're just Kentucky. We're not Dubai. We don't. Yeah, there's a difference. But what's pretty cool is that it's not just a fireworks show. It's also one of the top five air shows in the country with some of the newest, you know, military jets and stunt planes, stunt teams flying overhead.
That was always real cool, too, like before the show. I don't know if they still do it, but before the air shows, like a week or two before, you could go up to, I don't know if it was at the airport or the one of the convention centers or whatever, but they would have all the jets out there where you could go in there and actually, you know, as a kid, it was cool. You could go into like the
cockpits and
right,
stuff.
Right. So, I don't know if they're still doing that, but then you know, you'd be able to see them up front and then see them like just flying past the buildings during the day. It was really cool.
And it's wild seeing all of the different planes, you know, they've flown over with like the B-2s, which are huge. And then they, the fighter jets that like break the sound barrier, so you see the jet fly by and then the sound cracks like a second or two later.
Right.
It's wild. And then from that to just the little stunt planes that, you know, just send off smoke, the little like bi engine planes or like bi rotor, the, you know what I'm talking about, like the old style planes. It's just, it's wild. And so the fact that we can combine, you know, the nation's largest annual fireworks event with one of the top five air shows in the country, that's pretty huge. thunderoverlouisville.org even says, this little article says, it gives Greater Louisvillians something else to brag about. So it's, we know we're flexing when we do it, but it's still, it's a really cool event. It's a cool show. There's a lot of great food and everything else, you know, from all the food trucks, the chow wagon. It's just a good time. So
yeah, and it definitely, I mean, it's really cool how it started out being a smaller show, and then just through that group effort, they were able to get all the other businesses, you know, bigger businesses here locally to start sponsoring it and to help it become what it is, you know, what it is now.
Yeah. Well, apparently, you know, it was a group effort to even come up with the idea, of course, back in the summer of 88. This says the city already knew, or the state, I guess, already knew that there was going to be an opening ceremony. So I guess it was the first time there was a true, there was an opening ceremony period. It wasn't called Thunder Over Louisville yet, but they had a working session, like a planning workshop, and broke into groups. And one group was led by the Wave 3 TV general manager at the time. And he was charged with coming up with new events. And so apparently it was there that the whole idea really came together. And it says they put together a live stage show to introduce the festival theme song, a balloon release of 20,000 multicolored balloons, and daytime fireworks shows. Of course, keyword is daytime there, but it was held at Chow Wagon on the river. And Wave 3 TV committed to airing it live and broadcasting it live to the They're Off luncheon crowd at the same time. About 10,000 people showed up, and as the fireworks were going off, it was asked if it could be done at night, and absolutely. And so since then, since that was 1989, so since 1990, all the shows, the fireworks portion of the shows are held at night, and it is quite a sight.
I'm glad they switched it over from daytime fireworks. That sounds really disappointing.
Yeah, exactly. It took 1 year to figure that out. So,
and what was it? Was it WHAS?
Wave 3.
Oh, Wave 3. Well, hey, if I was Wave 3, dude, I'd be letting everybody know that. Anytime I talk about Thunder, I'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, I created that.
Right, exactly.
No, not WHAS, not...
not, yeah.
Fox, exactly. Nope. It was me. We did that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that, you know, how all of that came together. Just kind of seeing how all of it, or reading how it all came together. It was a true working session that led to something that has become historic on so many levels nationally. So the air show is usually kind of midday in the afternoon. And then the fireworks start at 9:30, and the fireworks are synchronized with PA speakers that are set up, you know, all throughout the waterfront, but then also on the radio, you can actually listen to it. I think it's 106.9, I think, is what they broadcast the soundtrack on. And so every year has had a theme, pretty much, that they do the soundtrack to, so that it's all synchronized with the fireworks.
A lot of logistics goes into that.
Yeah, and since it's the first nighttime. The first one was in 1989. It was at the Chow Wagon during the day. About 10,000 people showed up. The second one. Do we have stats on that? Stats on how many people showed up to that one. Oh, there it is. The second one held in 1990 was at Cardinal Stadium, and more than 35,000 people attended that time. 4,000 shell fireworks show and a sold out Louisville Redbirds baseball game. So it's pretty amazing how much it's grown since then. So 1989, 10,000 people. 1990, 35,000 people. But just since 1997, it's been an average of 625,000 people.
Well,
that's a lot of people. And some years have got close to the millions. That's a lot of people in a small area, especially knowing that they've all been at the waterfront, you know, for the longest time now.
And, you know, Louisville's definitely a little big city.
Hey, absolutely.
Right, so that's what I think the population of Louisville is, like, maybe close to a million, maybe a little over.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's many times there's been almost like the whole population pretty much fit in that one little pocket.
Yeah. So the population actually, the population of Louisville Metro is 1.3 million at this point.
Once you count the metro part.
Yeah, the metro. So that's all the outlying areas and everything. This consolidated city, county, whatever, is 633. So even more than the 625 average.
So it'd be like pretty much every other person in the city is there.
Yeah, like, exactly. Exactly. And that doesn't count, you know, the people coming from Indiana and everything else. I think one year we read that there was like 850,000. Yeah, in 2007, it was estimated there was 850,000 people. And then in 2022, 851,000.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That is insane.
Wait, in 2021, there was none?
Well, because of COVID.
So, okay, we just did that one. Okay, so that makes sense. 2007 was one of the most biggest audience because everybody was like preparing for the housing collapse, and then 2022 was for recovery from COVID, so that's why it was the most traffic.
And you see, like, if you go to the Wikipedia, you can see that some of these years are really low numbers, and that's probably weather related.
Oh yeah, dude, it seems like they always plan it on a rainy day.
Yeah, it always rains a little bit, but some of these years, like when there's only 300,000, it's got to be that it was like,
dude, some years it was snowing.
Rainy day.
Some years it was snowing.
So it is wild though. In 1997 was 800,000 people. So, and that was the 50th anniversary of the United States Air Force was the theme. So I mean, again, a lot of people, and they pack a lot into it. The Air Force, since it does have the air show, the Air Force has really got behind it. That's why we're always able to feature so many military jets and things like that. It's just pretty wild. It says in 1997, the Air Force designated Thunder over Louisville as one of the events for its 50th anniversary celebration. More than 125 military aircraft performed that year, making it the largest combined fireworks and air show in the United States.
I went that year, and it does seem like that year there was more, there was like a lot more like troop presence or whatever. I think they did like a little, almost like a little parade, mm-hmm. Kind of down the waterfront almost, just honoring them. It was really cool.
Yeah, it's, and they've continued to show support to the whole thing since then, especially. It's pretty cool to see it all and how it came together. There have been, as with anything that fires off that many fireworks shells, because it's gone up like every year, and some of the stats that are showing here is like 2004 was 52,000 shells, 2005 was 60,000 shells. Finale's that last minutes long of just constant fireworks, you know. But in 2010, a computer glitch 30 seconds before the show was about to start. I remember this being talked about. There's a minute-long audio countdown to when the fireworks are supposed to start. And 30 seconds before it was supposed to start, there was a computer glitch. And they had to delay the whole thing for 18 minutes. So, like, the whole crowd's just sitting there like, I think that might have been one year I went. Because
it was comical.
Yeah, because you hear the countdown and then it's like, okay. okay, false alarm, like what's going on? And then the countdown starts again 18 minutes later.
It was, dude, yeah, I think that might have been the year we went.
That might have been the glow stick year.
That's no glow sticks.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah, we were talking about skate park the other week. Yeah, we that was where it was Thunder, and we was at the skate park passing out glow sticks for Thunder. And it was cool because all the skateboarders, they put the glow sticks on their trucks. So there's fireworks in the background, and they're just doing their kick flips with the glow sticks on the skateboard. It looked really cool.
Yeah, that seems pretty wild. Yeah. It's like a rave at that point.
It was a party.
Oh, man. And then, so we just mentioned 2020, the Thunder over Louisville was canceled for the first time in history due to the pandemic. The Derby itself has never missed a year, but even the Derby itself was postponed to September. The following year, 2021, like we mentioned, none fireworks were launched throughout the city to reduce crowd sizes due to COVID-19 precautions. The show was televised locally, and in-person spectators were discouraged from gathering. So that's why it was none that year. Now, it's little, maybe we just don't have the full numbers, but it says none for 2023, and that's definitely not right, because we looked at some pictures of the 2023 Thunder over Louisville, and there's definitely people there. So, kind of interesting. I don't know why it says none. I would like to know how many people were there.
Well, it might be a thing where they're still kind of doing the, never mind. Yeah, maybe still doing the numbers for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But one cool thing about the Thunder over Louisville show is that every year has a theme. So, like, 1991, it was literally just Thunder over Louisville. But 1992 was Celebrate Kentucky because it was Kentucky's bicentennial year. 1994 was Phantom of the Opera. Stars and Stripes in 2002. There's just all kinds of, different themes that have been used throughout the years. Like that 2010 show says Thunder Fever. There's just, last year was Through the Decades. So Thunder Through the Decades, I guess they probably, 80s, 90s, 2000, 2010, and probably synchronized it to music from the respective decades.
Yeah, someone did a nice mix.
Yeah. This year, the Wikipedia says it's going to be a night at the Oscars. However, the Courier-Journal article that says what's the theme says it's just celebrating Derby 150. So, not sure which one's right there. I guess we'll wait and see. we'll find out on April 20th. But either way, it's always themed. It's always good time. And again, it's pretty much the largest fireworks show in the world. I mean, it's pretty much the largest one in the world.
The world.
but like we mentioned, the weather, man, has been really, really bad sometimes. So like in 2005, the temperature outside was 38 degrees at 8:30, and the fireworks didn't start until 9:30. There was sleet, and so it says only about 10,000 spectators were on the riverfront by the time the fireworks started in 2005. And I believe it. I wouldn't stand out in the sleet just to see some fireworks, but I have been there when it rained. You got to cover up and do whatever you can, I guess. 2011, temperatures were in the 40s. Flooding was a concern in 2015. So welcome to Louisville weather, right? Where you wear a short sleeve shirt and shorts one day and then a snowsuit the next, because in 2022 there was a high of 87 degrees. So yeah, and if you want to know anything more about like the festivities, any VIP parties, just check out thunderoverlouisville.org. They have merchandise. They have, apparently this year, free tarc rides to Thunder. I bet that could have been useful back in the day.
Right.
So, yeah, just to show the website here. Rooftop parties, the free rides, they have merch. And then this year, I'm guessing it shows this year's lineup. Yeah, so the lineup for this year's air show is on their website as well. So, pretty cool. Plane's going to be there. Again, several from the Air Force and Navy. There's going to be a Coast Guard rescue swimmer demo. Plenty of aerobatic routines and all kinds of flybys. It'll be a good time.
You might want to bring your earplugs if your ears are sensitive, definitely.
Yeah.
It's loud.
Like we said, they got planes that break the sound barrier, and they're flying. It almost feels like you could just reach up and touch them sometimes. Yeah, it's closer than you ever see a plane, unless you work on a runway.
Like, I'm surprised, like, windows and some of those skyscrapers aren't just, like, breaking from that, like...
Yeah, seriously. It looks like this year, Wave will be broadcasting it, according to the Wikipedia. I couldn't find anything, just searching on Google, but according to Wikipedia, Wave and AFN should be broadcasting it on TV live. So if you can't make it or don't want to make it, depending on weather and anything else going on, definitely try to look out for some TV coverage. All in all, I think Thunder over Louisville is just an awesome way to even advertise for the Derby. You know, as far as opening ceremonies, I don't think it can get much better. And again, it just gives us something else to brag about for the city.
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's a lot of people that don't, you know, I've never been to the Derby, but
yeah,
I've been
to either.
So many. I've been to several Thunders, so yeah. It's one of those things I think a lot of people can relate with that. Might not be able to make it out to the track or whatever for Derby, but...
Yep.
It's pretty easy to make it downtown if you can deal with the traffic.
And you don't even have to go to the Great Lawn. You know, like you said, you can sit by the skate park and pretty much see everything.
Yeah.
If you want to get into the Great Lawn where all the food trucks and everything else is, all you need is a Derby pin.
Yeah, and you don't have to go downtown. Like, you can, there's a lot of places throughout the city where you can get a good view of the air show and the fireworks, you know, Airquays Park from the lookout.
Well, there's great view. If you Google it, there's a lot of places that have, you know, viewings. You just pay a ticket to get in so you can see it pretty good. I think the downtown, like, stadiums and stuff, there's quite a few. And if you want to pay a lot of money, there's some pretty expensive places you can really see it from. But, yeah, it's wild. It's awesome. We support it. Once Annabelle grows up, I'm sure I'll have to take her at some point because she would probably love it. She doesn't do good with loud noises right now, though. One day.
Yeah, it'll be fun for her.
I guess with that, you got anything else you want to add?
Nope, we're hyped and excited for Derby coming up.
Yep, so with that being said, we're going to be talking about the Pegasus Parade, doing a little more deep dive into the history of that as well coming up. And then we got the 7 days of Derby.
Seven times?
So be on the lookout for that.
Yep.
I guess with that, we will see you all next time.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby.
Interest of the greater good. We need to smoke a joint and calm down.
I'm great. And if you keep talking jazz, I'm going to cut it to five.